Hello, welcome to Daily English Conversation Podcast. Today's podcast is about basic interview questions. Question number 2, what are your strengths? This is a very popular interview question. They want to know what you think of yourself. Although this is a general question, there is a wrong and right answer. The wrong answer is a generic answer saying you are organized and friendly, although it will not hurt you during the interview. It will certainly not help you either. Answer these questions based on the type of your job that you are applying for. For example, short answers. Number 1. I believe my strongest trait is my attention to detail. This trait has helped me tremendously in this field of work. 2. I've always been a great team player. I'm good at keeping the team together and producing quality work in a team environment. 3. After having worked for a couple of years, I realized my strength is accomplishing a large amount of work within a short period of time. I get things done on time and my managers always appreciate it. 4. My strongest trait is in customer service. I listen and pay close attention to my customers' needs and I make sure they are more than satisfied. For long answers, let's say I am interviewing for a management position. You should mention traits that are important for managers. For example, a couple of strengths I have are planning and execution and working with people. I've always been very good at planning and detailing all the steps. Even in the college, I would spend time organizing my week and planning strategies to tackle each class or assignment. Executing a plan has always come easy for me as well. I believe it's due to proper planning. I also work with people very well in a way where I use the strength of each individual in the team to produce the best results. Because of my easygoing personality, I've been told by my directs that it's easy to approach me. If you're applying for an accounting position, you should mention strong traits an accountant should have and claim them to be yours. And very detail-oriented, good at managing time, and very honest. I always incorporate managing time and being detailed together. By nature, I've been detail-oriented and that result in taking too much time on particular tasks. After incorporating time management into the mix, I felt that my work and efficiency increased dramatically. I plan better and produce higher quality work in a time-constrained environment. Finally, I'm a very honest person. You know, when I was working as a valet attendant during college, a lady gave me a $20 bill to pay for the $3 fee. She almost drove off a lot, but I stopped her and said, "Here is your change." My coworker said I should have considered the change as tip, but I know that what I did was honest and right. You can fool other people, but you can't fool yourself. That's what I believe. The second example can seem a little wordy, but the power of an example is greater than any words you can string together. Everyone can claim they are honest, but with an example, it is much more believable. Thank you very much for listening. The next podcast is questions number 3. What are your weaknesses?